Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Time to roll up your sleeves and take on those weekend projects. And to help, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store, like a Werner aluminum portable work platform for only $35. Or check out our new Olympic One paint, a paint and primer in one, now just $24.44 per gallon. Plus, get a Sherline starter kit with a roller, paintbrush, and tray for $8.97. Find these and more everyday low prices right now at Lowe's. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, but all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Doris. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I hope you had a good day today. I had an awesome day today. The weather is getting kind of cool, and I love it like that. You know, I like to be able to walk and layer up, put on my sweater and everything, and kind of get out and do some walking in the cool weather. I'm a cool weather girl. You know, you can put on clothes to stay warm, but sometimes it gets so hot you can't take off enough clothes to be cool. I look at the guys walking around in the summer with their shirts off, and I'm like, wow, just think we could have did that had not Adam messed up. But anyway, it's been a great day. How's everybody feeling today? I hope everybody is really feeling great. Listen, I got some information for you I want to share concerning sugar. Oh, we have an awesome guest on this evening, guys. I have Dr. Robert, oh, God, I don't want to slander his name, Pazzanini. We call him Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob, he's my chiropractor. He's going to be on the show tonight, and he's going to talk to us about some good things about taking care of that back and different things. I have an awesome testimony to share with you, just, you know, how I met Dr. Bob. It was really, it's awesome what he has really done for me and helping me to get back on my feet. I took a fall in November, and I may have mentioned it to you guys, and I also fell again in December. And it caused me to have some really, really severe pain, sciatic pain. I pinched a nerve on my right side, my leg, and it had me to the point where I couldn't walk, I couldn't do the track. And anybody knows me know that if I can't get up in the morning and have my meditation time, have my prayer time, and then me and my little dog get to I either go to the gym and come back and get her, and we go walking. And I hadn't been able to do that for a while. And then I met this man. His name is Dr. Bob, and he's going to be on tonight. And I'm really ecstatic about that. I have seen other chiropractors, but we'll get into that a little later. I'll tell you more about that a little later. Because he's going to be on with us tonight. Just such a soft-spoken man, but whew, he's got some power in those hands of his. Okay, listen, sugar is, you know, it should have a little skull with the crossbones on it, you know, because it's just that lethal. It is. It's like poison. Oh, and guys, listen, I need to tell you also that. The information that I give on this show, it's for informational purposes only, okay? I just have to say that this is like my little disclaimer. I don't want you to substitute anything that I say for getting medical advice, okay? So this is just information to share when I share information concerning the herbs and different things. It's for informational purposes. Now, you take it and you do with it what you will. But always consult your medical facilitator, whoever that might be, okay? Okay, sugar. Did you know that sugar can suppress the immune system? And this is the time of the year that we should really be looking at building our immune system. You know, the kids are going back to school. They're coming home with little friends. You know, it's funny to see a little kid sneeze, and they'll sneeze in their hand, and then they'll go grab a doorknob or a ball, and here comes some unsuspecting soul right behind them, and bam, and nose itch, and there it goes, this vicious circle. So this is a really good time to start cleaning out. We're getting ready to go into a season change. So this is a good time to just pay some attention to the temple, to your body. Get it cleaned out, prepare it. You know, we take time to take care of our cars and our furnace. Every year I got the guy coming in from DTE checking out my furnace. I'm checking my filter to make sure it's nice and clean so that I can get ready to, if I have to turn on the heat for the winter, everything is in place. But how often or not do we just neglect our body? You know, let's put some love and tender care into them so that we'll have them a lifetime. you know, because this is the only one we're going to get. So we got to take care of it. We got to, you know, do some things. And you know what? It's really easy because it's more cost effective to maintain good health than it is to try to recoup it after once it's gone. You know, so it's like, it, remember that song used to be out a long time ago, it's cheaper to keep a, it's cheaper to keep this body running at an optimum level than it is to, after you get sick or after an issue or illness comes and you try to recoup it. You know, so it's just putting some little things in place. I know you're drinking your water. You know, every week I'm asking, are you drinking your water? Are you getting ample water? Are you drinking good water? I hope so. Sugar, it upsets the minerals in the body. It throws the mineral balance off when you consume a lot of sugar. Sugar causes hyperactivity. It causes anxiety. Kids even have difficulties concentrating. And children can become cranky from too much sugar. I saw a commercial, about a week or so ago, and it showed this little boy how he was given some sugar cubes. Before this, they you know, watched him for a while, and he was just as nice, and, you know, he answered questions. And then the lady told him, she said, you can have as many sugar cubes as you want. And I think he ate like five or six before he just became irate. He didn't want to play. He couldn't concentrate. He began to throw the toys at the teacher and cry. And they said in this little piece, it says that, now this could very easily be misconstrued as a temper tantrum. And all it is sugar, too much sugar. We really have to pay attention with how much sugar we're getting in our, it's in everything. They're hiding it. They want to call it natural sweeteners. They, you know, but we've got to relabel. This is our health, people. You know, this is our health. Sugar can cause kidney failure. Did you know that? Sugar leads to a chromium deficiency. Sugar can lead to cancer of the breast, the ovaries, the intestines, the prostate, and the rectum. Sugar causes copper deficiency. That's why I said on the bag it should be a little skull and crossbones, really, because it's terrible for us. And we have to really, you know, I read in one of these health magazines that I'm always reading that there's this company, I won't call any names, but this company has come out with some juice for children, and they're really gearing at this marketing strategy for children. This little plastic bottle sits right in the hand of a child, and they love it, and it's full of high fructose corn syrup. But the marketing is geared towards the children. It's sort of like that thing that McDonald's did. Remember years ago, if you get the child, you got the parent. And how many of us know that that is so true? I remember when my kids were little, one of the first things they learned to identify was that those golden arches. And it's still the same way now. You know, it's still the same way now. I don't care what, where a child is, anywhere in the world, they know those golden arches. And they can have you turning, getting over three and four lanes to get to a McDonald's. Sugar can cause tooth decay, which we all know. It can lead to alcoholism. It contributes to obesity. And we have a serious problem with obesity in our land today. Not only is it wreaking havoc on adults, but our children, more children, are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes than ever before in history. We got to read the labels. We got to be more conscientious of what we're putting into our bodies. And do you know that trying to get off of sugar It's like
yes.
trying to get off of a drug. It is a drug. I mean, you go through all kinds of detoxes. Ask anybody that's ever said,
that's it.
I've had it with sugar. You find yourself just craving it. It causes yeast infection, overactive candida. And that's another serious problem that we have. Candida, running rapid. You know,
I need to talk to you about
it. But it just starts with what we're putting in our bodies. They say disease starts in the colon. I beg to differ. It starts with what we put in these bodies. What's sitting there on your plate? You know, I tell my clients a lot of times, before you get ready to ingest things, ask yourself this question. Is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? And then proceed accordingly. Simple as that. I have some information to share with you tonight on someone was asking me the best way to stimulate a dormant hair follicle, and I found a recipe for a mixture that is just it's awesome. It's called a red pepper and water mixture. And what you do is you take a tablespoon of red pepper. You can use cayenne pepper, just red pepper, a nice hot pepper, like the kind you put on pizza slices or, like I said, cayenne water. And you take a pint of water. A pint is like 2 8-ounces, like 16 ounces, I think it's a pint, yeah, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, you take a tablespoon of this red pepper, you take a pint of water, and you mix this mixture, and you allow it to sit for about a day. And then you apply it to the areas of your scalp where the hair follicles are kind of thin. And you allow it to stay on for about 5 minutes. You do it just before you get ready to maybe get in the shower and wash your hair. And as the water is absorbed into the skin, the pepper within it will irritate the skin, causing it to release causing it to release histamines. And these histamines will alter cell divisions. Isn't this something? Red pepper and water. And stimulate the hair follicles to grow again. Isn't that something? Rinse the mixture off your scalp thoroughly now when you're washing your hair. And make sure you don't get any in your eyes because it can burn a little bit. It won't cause any damage. But it can kind of sting you a little bit. And this mixture can be applied daily unless you get some kind of irritation. You know, don't put too much red pepper, but you can get some kind of little irritation. And if you do, just pay attention to it. But it's really a natural thing to do to help to get the hair follicles stimulated again. Okay. So listen, what we're going to do is get your questions ready, get your pencils and your papers together, because when Dr. Bob comes on, you know, if you have any questions, I just want you to remember that questions or comments will be taken tonight, and all you have to do is press option one, okay? If you have any questions that you'd like to ask Dr. Bob on tonight, you can feel free to do that. Just press option one on your phone, on your keypad, and that way we'll be able to bring you in and you can ask your questions. I'm sure that there's a lot of you out there that may be wondering just what exactly. I know when I mentioned that he was going to be on Facebook, someone said, well, wow, I've always wanted to go to a chiropractor. In fact, I was just thinking about that the other day. I said, listen, you got to be on this call. You got to get on this call. So we're going to just take a brief intermission right about in here, and then when we come back, I'm going to bring Dr. Bob in. He has arrived at the studio, so we're going to get him in here and let him, you know, start giving us some good information. So we're just going to take like a couple of minutes break, and then we'll be right back, okay? This will give you time to get your pens and get your papers. So in case you have some questions, you're going to want to write down where he's located so you can get in there and see him. So We're going to do that in a couple of minutes. So we'll be right back. And we are back. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. For those of you that have come aboard since we began at 9 o'clock, you're in for a treat tonight. We have Dr. Bob, as he is so affectionately called. He's my chiropractor, and we're going to bring him on in a few minutes. But first and foremost, we want to just say good evening to Michelle. Good evening, Michelle. Oh, wow. I can't hear you. It's really kind of staticky. How are you this evening? Oh, wow. I can barely hear you at all. It is really staticky. I don't know what's going on. But you hear we got a good show tonight. We've got Dr. Bob on tonight, this chiropractor that I've been talking so much about, telling everybody about. He's with us tonight. In fact, he's in the studio at this time. So, hey, we're going to have a good time tonight. So at this time, for those of you that have been waiting to hear, you guys have heard me talk about Dr. Bob before, so I just want to share with you briefly how I met Dr. Bob. So we're going to do that tonight. But first of all, I'd like to say good evening, Dr. Bob.
Good to be here.
Hello.
Yeah,
hi. Can
you hear me?
Great. How are you?
I'm great.
That's good. That's good. It's so good to have you with us tonight. I just want to briefly share with the listening audience how I came to know you. It's really something because I was down to see Dr. Kiefer, and Dr. Bob is right next door to Dr. Kiefer right there on Woodward. And I happened to notice that another friend of mine, Dr. Sharon Oliver, I didn't know that her facility was right there in the same proximity. So I'm trying to figure out how to get into her place instead of go into the back. And I went to the back. I saw a gate, but I said, oh, well, I'll see her another day. And as I made my way back around to the front of the building, I saw this guy sitting at a picnic table, and he had his shoes off, and he seemed so at peace and everything. And I just, you guys know me, I'm so nosy. I love knowing people. And I just happened to, I spoke to him, and I said hello, and he spoke back, and I asked him who he was, and he said that his name was Dr. Bob. And I said, oh, Dr. Bob, what do you do? And he began to tell me that he was a chiropractor. And I told him that I had had some experience with chiropractors because I had taken a couple of falls late last year, and it had me in a lot of sciatic pain. In fact, the pain was so bad until I was in pain 24/7 at all times, but I had just kind of learned to deal with it as best I could. But Dr. Bob took me in and that evening, and he worked on me for about an hour, and when I went in, I was really in bad pain. And when I got off of his table, I mean, it hurt in during the process of, I guess, being adjusted or whatever. But when I got off his table, I noticed that I was not in any pain. And I'm talking about pain so severe until I was weighing all of my options. I had gone to see some orthopedic surgeons and different things, but I just knew that that was my last alternative. I had to do everything I could. And I had seen some good chiropractors, and, I mean, not to take anything away from them, but I was just so thankful that I found somebody that helped me to get my life back. Because if you're used to doing certain things, like I'm used to going to the track, I'm used to working out, I'm used to doing these things, and when you can't stand for very long, you know, it takes a toll on you. So I'm just really glad to have him on the show tonight. So, guys, I just want to introduce you tonight to my chiropractor. And when I put the post out on Facebook, I'm telling you, so many people said, oh, I know him, I know him, I know him. So I'm really glad to have him with us tonight. So without any further ado, Dr. Bob, first of all, say your last name for me.
Pizzamenti.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, Dr. Bob, welcome to the show tonight. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm honored to have you on the show this evening.
Thank you. Well, it takes one to know one, Doris, you know, and it's great to be here with you also. And, you know, I think my work, I spend time with people. I think you have to spend time with people, and I think ultimately you can get good results. And I think many doctors, chiropractors, you know, business people, we rush people through, and everything becomes a rush job because time is money. But I don't think the two are related whatsoever, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't think you can exchange time with a human being for money. I've had some extraordinary experiences being with people. And I wouldn't have had them if I had to rush people through. So, and of course, I like to treat people the way I would want to be treated. So,
that's something, Dr. Bob, because I felt that my first visit. I felt that the time you spent with me, and like I said, getting up off that table and I wasn't in any pain. In fact, I tell a lot of people, I say, you know what? I don't really think he really understood when I said, when you asked me, you said, well, are you in pain now? And I said, yes. You know, and I said, I don't think he really understood how much pain I was in. I mean, I was in severe pain. But when I walked out of that office, and every day it gets better and better. I'm not 100% pain-free, but I'm walking again. I'm running. I'm doing a little running. You know, I'm back on the track. I can stand without having to find something to lean on. And that means just so much to me. So tonight, just take some time and tell my listening audience who you are, what you do, you know, where you're located. How did you become to be such a healer?
Well, I never really call myself a healer. The body actually heals itself. But I've been practicing for 25 years now, and healing is an art. And I can say at this point in time, I know my art. And my art is to be able to feel the energy, feel where the person is stuck. I look at a person as water or as energy, and I find where the tension lies, and I go there, and as I go there, as I press into those areas or lightly touch it, depending, everybody's different, depending on what I'm feeling, but I go there, and as I go there, as the individual relaxes into what I do, the energy unwinds, the tension comes out, and it's really the individual that's healing themselves as they breathe and relax into the work that I'm doing. There's this letting go process, and a lot of the tension that we hold on to is actually a lot of it's in our heads. It's old memories that we have, and so we tighten up the body to resist. But if you can let go and breathe, and it works not only with your body pain, it can work with all of life. If individuals, if you can let go into your fear, let go into any situation, just let go, and things unwind, and you relax into them, and next thing you know, doors open up, and you're on to the next stage.
I'm grateful as well. But listen, how did you get started? How did you get started doing this? How did you know? Did you always know that you just wanted to be a chiropractor? How did this all start?
Yeah, no, I had an injury as a child in high school, and I went to a chiropractor. And then in college, I loved sciences, so I was always studying sciences, and I was considering being a doctor or a dentist, and I was introduced into chiropractic, and it made sense to me. Quite honestly, I went in to be a chiropractor because I wanted to make lots of money, and I didn't want to work a lot. But as I learned about chiropractic and discovered, you know, as kids going into college, do we really ever know what we want? You know, we have some kind of idea, but I did know I didn't want to work a lot. I've got lots of ideas and different things I'd like to do. But as I learned about it, and it just made sense to me, this idea that the body heals itself. And I've always been kind of a spiritual guy, a church guy, spirituality meant a lot to me, and through chiropractic teaches that the body heals itself. It teaches that there's this inborn wisdom, this innate intelligence that heals. You know, you can eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it turns into living tissue. So, so then through chiropractic philosophy, I learned, you know, and it took, you know, I grew up learning God was on the outside of us, but through chiropractic, I found out, oh, you know, God is within me, too. And in fact, that's where you can really find spirit is through within, maybe the only way. But, you know, fell in love with it, and I went to Ireland, and I practiced there for a few years, and we weren't allowed to use x-rays, and I was seeing almost 60 patients a day, and I became really great and familiar with my hands. And then when I came back here to the United States, practiced in a few different areas, Pleasant Ridge, Royal Oak, and my children were going to the Detroit Waldorf School, which I can't say enough about. And so I decided to move into Detroit, and my practice is now on Woodward between 6 and 7 Mile, next to Dr. Kifa, as you were mentioning. Love it here in Detroit, and lots of opportunity, and I love the spirit of Detroit, and Detroiters, you know, people think Detroit needs healing, but I think Detroit is actually very healed, and there's great wisdom in Detroit, and all the Detroiters, and if I may say the black Detroit, I find that they're taking excellent care of themselves, and they're taking their power back, which is why we suffer, is because we lose our power. But Detroiters are taking back their power and realizing, hold on here, I think I better start putting good food in my body, and I need to heal myself. And they're starting to look really within rather than without, because we have been failed on the outside. We're all finding out that, hold on here, you know, no chiropractor is going to heal me. No medical doctor is going to heal me. I need to heal myself, you know. I really, and that's what I tell people. You can do 99% of it yourself, but I can do 1%, and that is through the touch, which I believe is the number one healer. You know, we need to be touched. You can comb your hair, rub your arm, and it just doesn't feel as good as when someone else does it for you. And we have this magnificent power, the ability to touch one another in a beautiful way, in a healing way. And we humans, even to touch your animals, you know, we humans have great power to, we're supposed to be the caretakers of this planet. And somehow we become the takers of the planet.
Yeah.
When I've seen magnificent things happen through the touch of touching animals with proper intention of to really help heal. And animals love to be touched by humans, but they become as afraid of us as we are of one another, you know. So
yeah.
Things are a little bit upside down, Doris, but
I know.
It's time
I
to
know.
Get it back.
That's right, Dr. Bob. Well, listen, you know. Tell me, who would be a good candidate to see a chiropractor? You know, just a person. What type
I think
of person
for
would
me,
you say would be a good candidate?
Well, I think everybody, quite honestly, and I quite honestly, at this point in time in my career, I don't really even call myself a chiropractor anymore. I actually
okay.
call myself an unwinder. Uh-huh. Chiropractors have become known as back pain doctors, and
okay.
I'm not a back pain doctor. I'm not a headache doctor. I'm not an asthma doctor. I'm not an allergy doctor. I unwind people. Ultimately, what I try to do is speak to people and try to give them their power back, because we lose our power. You know, we have forgotten who we are. We are divine beings, and I actually try to move people into heaven is what I try to do. I try to awaken people into who they are.
Mm-hmm.
We are divine beings, and that's what I've truly learned, Doris, is that it's not about your headache and your asthma and your allergies and your back pain. The problem is, what's it going to... We got to shift our thinking process from how do I fix myself to what's it going to take for me to feel joy in my heart all the time? And I promise you, if you're feeling joy, I guarantee you start to override a lot of your symptoms, and you automatically want to put good food in your body and good thoughts in your body, and you shift your focus, because from the day you and I have been born, we've been asked, well, what's wrong with you and how do you fix it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I find 9 times out of 10, there's nothing wrong with anybody who comes in to see me. We just need to, like, kind of shift their thinking process and give them their power back and get them, you know, through forgiveness and through gratitude, you know, and realizing that we create our own reality. Nobody is to blame. And through that forgiveness and through gratitude and to breathe deeply, which is the number one healer, for people to take back their breath and to realize it's not just oxygen that we're breathing in. We are breathing
that's
in the breath
true.
Of the Creator.
Yeah.
And
if you
shift your mind to, oh, wow, I'm breathing in the breath of God, you know, I mean, if you truly
mm-hmm.
believe that, It you would empower yourself so much, and you just you know, and I try to, you know, we've been taught a particular reality, one that says, well, okay, you're born and you age and you work and you become arthritic and senile and cancerous and then you die, and I mean, my God, can you believe this? The lowest common denominator of what it is to be a human being. You know, that's not my reality.
That's not my reality.
You know, and people bring up all kinds of, well, what about genetics? And what about this? You know, and, you know, what about them? I mean, I'm not buying it. You know, I'm creating my own reality, because this reality that has been created for us, I mean, I think things are getting a little bit, you know, the emperor wears no clothes, you know, things are a little bit sketchy out there, and I think we're all starting to recognize it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And things like your talk show.
I just want to remind our listeners tonight, if you have a question for Dr. Bob, all you have to do is press 1, option 1, on your keypad. And that way that'll bring you in, and I can see that you have a question, and we can ask your question, okay? So don't forget that. Press option 1 if you have any comments or if you have any questions for Dr. Bob or myself tonight. Just feel free to just press that option 1, okay?
Okay.
Now, Dr. Bob, you mentioned that you weren't just a back chiropractor or back doctor. But now, being that you did such a wonderful job on my back, and, you know, I was thinking, I said, it's really, I like the way you put it when you say you just, you help people unwind. Because as I began to think about those that succession of falls that I had, it really had me kind of uptight. The first one, after I tripped over my desk and I fell and jammed my knee and my side. And then the second one, when I was in the yard and I fell over some branches and the same thing happened, I can see how I was really like afraid to kind of move after that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Taking another fall. So
mm-hmm.
I can relate to what you said when you said, you know, you just help people to unwind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
We actually become, you look at nature, and nature is such a mirror to us. And you look at these old trees, you know, and they're kind of all gnarled and tangled. And that's what happens to us as we age. We experience so many different things in our lives, and we kind of twist and turn, and we become these gnarled trees, you know. But we do have an advantage, and that is we have one another to maybe help us unwind. And things
yes.
like yoga classes and Tai Chi and Qigong, you know, there's these great ancient arts. And nothing new is under the sun, Doris. You know, what you and I do isn't alternative medicine. This is the real deal that we got going
That's
on.
Right.
What today's
That's
medicine
right.
is the alternative medicine,
exactly.
you know. And
exactly.
what we do is ancient, and what this new medicine is, it's just seconds long compared to the old wisdom of healing with hands and with herbs
mm-hmm.
and with food, you know,
mm-hmm.
and even
yeah.
using nature. Sometimes I work on people outside and have them lie on the ground because the earth is electromagnetic and she
yes,
is our
is.
Mother, you know, and
yeah.
powerful. We,
yeah.
I mean, we have forgotten. I mean, everyone's looking around. It's right in front of our faces, you know.
Right there.
Yep.
Well, how do you feel about babies? I have a question that's asked, how old should an infant be before they make their first trip to the chiropractor, to see a chiropractor?
Uh-huh. I see them, I mean, some babies have a rough time coming into the planet, you know. And you can imagine coming through that birth canal. And ultimately,
mm-hmm.
it should be an amazing, beautiful experience. But, you know, there are some harsh experiences that a lot of mothers experience. And I hate to say it, but a lot of them are in the hospital. All of my babies have been born at home and never immunized, never been to a medical doctor, but not to run off track. So, you know, I've seen babies 1 day old. And because of trauma, and it's just real gentle, Doris. It's just
yes.
gently, like, nudging them and loving them and, like, almost letting them know, hey, it's okay, you know, you're out of the trauma now. But I
mm-hmm.
I love working on babies. And Hello?
Hello?
I love working on
mm-hmm.
babies, and I've seen amazing things happen through the touch of hands. And I love to work on babies and children because, you know, as we age, if our bodies are twisting like a tree, if a tree is bending, it'll continue
uh-huh.
to bend and grow that way. So I try to encourage all moms and dads, bring your kids in, let me check you out, because, you know, kids take all the birthing process, and then, you know, they're always taking little falls here and there. And,
exactly.
And sometimes,
exactly.
And plus, if you can touch them at a young age, they recognize, oh, this is a form of healing, and they grow up with the idea of getting touched for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and being touched has become a bad word nowadays. You know, my gosh,
I was just going to say that exactly. You are exactly
yeah.
right. It has become a terrible word nowadays. It's so sad.
It is.
It's
it
so
is.
Sad. I remember back during the time when I was young, how it brought back to my remembrance because I've been studying some touch therapy, and it reminded me how my mom, when we had fevers, and my mom would lay us out on a crisp white sheet, and she would just take her hands and just run along our body, You know, and maybe we would have on something just like maybe our panties or something, and she would just run, pull her hands along the body and just shake her hands out. And I remember her doing that, and I'm thinking, wow, what is she doing? But then the next thing I know, the fever was gone, and we were up running around, you know. So it's just we've got to get back to the foundation of the way things were before all of the technology and all these other things came into play. You know, and touch is such an awesome, wonderful healer.
Yes.
So one of my callers wanted to know exactly, do you take any kind of insurance? Do you take what forms of payment?
I take insurance that pays for chiropractic. Some pays, some don't. Medicare pays, red, white, and blue, A and B. Your Blue Cross pays, PPO. There's Blue Care Network. You need a medical doctor's referral. But most insurances will help pay for chiropractic, and if it doesn't, I have a sliding scale, and I work with people with where they're at.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. He will work with you where you are. In fact, when I left his office on last week, I stopped by Zerbo's, and I was sharing the information with a young lady that works there, and she immediately wanted to card. So I said, of course. I gave her your card, and I said, be sure to tell him that I referred you. So I'm sure she's going to be calling, but right now we've got a caller, and so we're going to take this caller at area code 313-865. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you. Good evening. I'd like to ask Dr. Bob, have he ever worked with anyone with scoliosis, and just what is his method on that, and also arthritis?
I whoever comes into me, quite honestly, I do the exact same thing on them. I check them out. Try to work the muscle tension out of the body. You know, sometimes people come into me with a headache, and I'll work the legs, and the headache will go away. So I mainly go where the tension lies. But somebody with scoliosis, once they're past the age 13, 14, a lot of times that's going to stay, although I hate to put limitations on anything. I believe anything can heal, quite honestly. And when I speak about healing, again, we can fix or we can heal, and healing means to find joy within yourself. But anyways, so scoliosis, as a young child, I've seen them straighten out with one visit through just unwinding an individual. And the technique would be working the muscles, maybe adjusting the spine if it needs adjusting, maybe some cranial sacral work. I've even gone in the mouth sometimes, which is sometimes some people are actually holding tension in their cranial inside the jaw. What was your second question? Scoliosis. Oh, arthritis. Arthritis. Yeah, lots of arthritis patients come in, and you know, I've seen things on X-ray where a person shouldn't even be moving due to having so much arthritis, yet they had full mobility. So I know spirit overrides matter. So, again, the arthritic patient, I wouldn't treat the arthritis. I would just try to help unwind them. I would look at their diet, tell them to get off the sugar and the white flour, you know, and that type of thing. And I've seen joint pain go away through people eating more raw foods, living foods.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one woman, her hand was actually all crippled up, and she went to completely raw foods, and she had perfect mobility afterwards. I was amazed. The body is amazing. It can heal from anything, but the individual has to have the will, and that's what I try to do, too, is really try to encourage people and try to give them their power back and let them know you can heal. But we've been taught, oh, that doesn't heal, or, oh, I need this, or I need that. I had a woman in the other day, and she I've been working with her for years, and next thing I know, she comes in and tells me she had her gallbladder taken out. She's only 36 years old. She was having some burping. She was kind of embarrassed by it. Goes into the doctor. The doctor immediately, you know, convinces her, oh, it's an in-out surgery, no big deal. You know, your gallbladder is a vestigial organ, and it's not going to hurt you. Yeah, and she's still burping.
How arrogant.
And, you know.
Yeah, it's
sad, but I understand that even after I became a chiropractor, you know, we are so inundated with this whole medical system that it took me years, even after graduating, before you know, it wasn't even an option anymore, where I wasn't immediately thinking, oh, doctor, you know, but we are, turn on the TV, there's so much of it, you know, it's everywhere.
True.
Well, Dr. Bob, give your address again. One second. We're going to let him give his address, his contact information once more, and then we'll take your question.
Okay.
Dr. Bob?
Yes, my address is 18700 Woodward in Detroit, and phone number is 313-366-2247.
Okay, now we got a couple of minutes for your question, Paula.
Okay, I also like to ask Dr. Bob, how does he deal with hydration and minerals from a structural standpoint?
Meaning that an individual, what do I recommend?
Yeah.
You mean? Hydration, of course, drinking more water. I know. Let me see. Again, looking. Everybody's different in their level of activity, and some people are just—they're not assimilating the water because they're not moving the way that they should. So it's a real individual basis. I don't believe everybody needs to be drinking 8 glasses of water. And in fact, a lot of the Aboriginals of Australia, walking the desert, they hardly drink any water at all, but they also live a less stressful life than a lot of people because they're able to be more in the present moment and just kind of like be with nature, and that's kind of what we've lost too, is our ability to be. So as far as minerals, there's some simple things you can do. Good sea salt. You're going to get all the minerals that you need. You take some sea salt and you put it in a glass of water and shake it around, maybe like a quarter of a teaspoon, and drink it down, and you're getting minerals for practically free. So I'm not a big buying bottles of minerals, that's for sure. And even in lots of our good fruits and vegetables, we can get minerals. And, of course, they'll tell you, well, a lot of the minerals have been depleted through the land and what we've done to it. And that's true. But there's lots of good organics you can get, too, nowadays, which, of course, costs a little bit more. But ultimately, to become a farmer yourself and to plant a lot of your own things or neighborhoods, this is truly what we need to do, is bring back the community again, where we're all supporting one another, and we have the tribe raising the children.
Dr. Bob, I'm so sorry. Listen, hold on. Caller, I have another caller on, so I'm going to have to take another call right quick, okay? But thanks for calling in. Okay, we have a caller, 734. Michelle, you have a question tonight for Dr. Bob?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Bob. I just have a quick question. Is it useful for a person that has extra weight on their body for them to see a chiropractor? If they're having back problems, is it really effective for a person with weight?
A lot of people come into me and who are overweight and have back problems, and you know, it still helps to get touched and worked on. It will help, but ultimately to lose the weight and to tighten up the abdomen. A lot of people have back pain, but it's really the abdomen that becomes weak, and our core becomes weak, and then we feel it in our backs, and we feel it in our kidneys and our intestines. But the back, a lot of times it's referred into the back, and people think they have a back problem, but they don't. They have a digestion problem, or just their core has become weak. But it still helps to be aligned and make sure the nervous system is working properly, because without a proper nervous system, your body's never going to work right. The nervous system, speaking of the brain and the spinal cord, which is the master controller of the whole body, the brain and the spinal cord are the only organs that are encased in bone. So the creator, the master maker of the body, realized, hey, these organs need to be encased. In fact, the spinal cord and brain, as the baby develops, it's called the notochord, and it's the first thing to develop in the baby, this notochord, and it's the nervous system, and everything develops off of the nervous system. So without a properly working nervous system, you won't digest properly, and you won't think properly, and the vascular system, everything, it controls everything, the nervous system. So,
you know what, Dr. Bob? You know, we're going to have you on again because the time has really just gotten away from us this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
You know what? I'm going to have to make a point of having you to come on again. And I just want to take a few minutes just to tell the callers that there's some awesome herbs that can help you. I know as I began to do my to have my adjustments, I use the herb that we have called herbal adjustment, and it actually helps you to hold your adjustment. It's good for all kinds of things like headaches and shoulder and neck tension and cramps and anything concerning the spine and joint and muscle aches. So if you like to know more about these herbs, just give me a call. You can also go to the Pure Herbs website at www.pureherbs.com. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. The number where I can be contacted, my office number is 734-895-1940. And Dr. Bob, I thank you so much for coming on. You have done wonders in helping me to get my center back, to get my strength back, and I'm standing, and I, like I said, I'm running and walk, and I'm grateful. So that's why I wanted to have you on tonight to let everybody know that if you want to, you know, get in contact with Dr. Bob, he gave you his information. His number is 313-366-2247. He's at 18700 Woodward, and that's in Detroit, Michigan. We're all out of time, Dr. Bob, so I just want to say thank you again, and I will definitely be talking to you again. Because we have more questions, but I'm sorry, we're just out of time. But I will have you on again, okay?
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, Doris.
Okay, thanks so much, and I'll see you soon.
Great.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, everybody. This has been another broadcast tonight of Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Dr. Doris Moton-Spruill, and it was just a plum pleasing pleasure and a privilege having you with us tonight. And come back again. We'll do it again next week, next Tuesday from 9 to 10, and invite somebody on. Thanks so much. Have a wonderfully peaceful evening. God bless. Bye-bye.